What's up, world? It's your boy, Tasso Fly, and this is another episode of Anime Brothers. Today's episode is our first ever crossover episode with our boys, Trap Anime. And if you never heard of these guys, you need to go check them out right now, because they're ill. But without further ado, let's get into our episode. Let's do this.
Non-interference, one comment from one of my favorite anime, Hunter x Hunter. Kurapika was bodying Uvokin, bro. No interference. Yo, body that nigga
at all.
Body.
Yo, Kurapika. Tell me why Kurapika came back so OP. I don't understand how he got so overpowered. Like, he just used this train, he came off camera.
This is where everybody else, this is where I fall out with everybody else on the cast. Because I don't think it's plot armor. I think Kurapika, they explained it with the whole pack thing. I think that makes sense to me.
Yeah,
that pack thing is plot armor. It's the biggest plot armor.
Goku is plot armor. My guy have on a t-shirt and some trunks, and that's plot armor. I ain't seen nobody with that amount of plot armor. So don't come to me about plot armor, bro. At least they tried to make it make sense.
I'm saying the fact that you can do something that can make you that OP is straight plot armor.
Bro.
Goku ain't never took the...
All right. We don't agree on this. I don't think it's plot armor. I do think it's plot armor. I think it's negligible plot armor. I think that's cool. It's explained. It's not like, oh, Goku, I learned a new attack years ago, or I just saw a nigga do an attack for the first time, and I'ma just bust this bitch out, even though I ain't practice it. This nigga acting like he got the Sharingan or something. That's not even cool. Like, come on. Goku got the Sharingan. I mean, they all aliens. Maybe that's the same planet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Maybe Kaguya is a Saiyan on the cool, just a distant relative.
And here we go.
Yeah, right.
Welcome to China.
Right.
And here we go. Welcome to Trap Anime, everybody. I am Strong Arm.
It's your boy Captain Kurt.
Just talking there.
And we are here with a very special episode. We are doing a crossover episode with Anime Brothers.
Oh man. Yeah. Oh yeah. My brother.
So we got my boy Disciples of Shining.
Well, let him introduce himself.
Disciple Dashney.
It's all good.
Disciple Dashney. My bad. Dashney. I'm sorry. I'm bad with names.
Not to be confused with that nasty ass water.
Water that doesn't get touched during the pandemic.
That's crazy. But yeah, introduce yourself.
So we got
please.
Disciple. Do we got Quiet Jams? What's up?
What up? What up? What's going on?
And then we got Tasso Fly.
Mm-hmm.
The realest out here.
Oh, man.
Oh, excuse me.
Right?
Realest. Oh, shit.
Realest.
I like how this goes.
Hey, guys. Goodbye. No,
we don't need goodbye. Just keep time. I'm going to say the realest. Anything but.
That's because you guys don't believe that you could technically have superpowers. That's why you all ain't the realest.
Hey, bro, I'm telling you. December 21st, dude, bro. I've been motherfucking levitating since. You know what I'm saying? I just don't do it in front of people.
You know about the Negro sources?
Yeah, I just don't do my powers in front of people. You know what I'm saying? They told me to keep it a secret.
I respect that.
I don't respect that at all. Do you think you don't do them in front of people?
Nah,
bro.
How
you finna get paid?
I'm waiting.
We ain't that kind of society yet.
Exactly,
I'm
bro.
I'm waiting for a villain to come through. And if a villain comes through, I'm going to show my true self.
Bow.
I'm gonna save the day.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. That's what it's going to be.
Right. I ain't
he going to say Saitama. He going to be like Saitama.
And I'm still working on my costume.
I'm just here for fun.
Yeah, I ain't did mine yet, mostly because I'm still working on my costume.
You got the worst power.
Yo, you think he's Saitama? He's more like Moomin Rider.
Hey, yo, chill. Moomin Rider is that guy, though, bro. He ain't never scared to throw hands.
Cycle of justice.
Hey, yo. That's yo. Cold. My guy, I don't take no disrespect on Moomin Rider. I don't. He be out here.
I feel like you should. Damn.
Oh, so
listen. I don't like Moomin Rider, but I will say that dude is an actual true hero.
Exactly.
My man will do whatever it takes to make sure the people are safe.
That's all that matters.
He's a true hero.
Almost died.
Bro, that's what it's about.
Every time.
That's the essence of a hero. That's allowed.
Bro.
A true hero is saving the day. Is
that
the bike guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I fuck with the bike guy.
Yeah, okay. He don't matter. Yeah. I'm across the town. Yeah.
It don't matter. I'm on
Demon
it.
Threat?
You send me on that the bike. Text,
let's
bro.
Go. Let's I'm going to take you. These hands are rated E for everybody.
I don't even think he dressed normal, bro. He don't even know. He don't dress normal. He just go from outfit to outfit, bike to bike. You know, it don't never stop. 24/7 hero.
Yo, that ass whooping wait ready to eat for everybody too, because everyone whooping that ass, man. He always getting saved.
That's cool, but he out there though.
He out there.
He out there. The people are safe. He don't care,
bro.
He like Hercule, bro. He gonna go out there no matter what. He might not win. He might not win. He gonna get out there.
Hercule's
the goat. Hercule's the goat.
Down, bro.
Every time he gonna be there.
That's how y'all address.
He gonna be there and he gonna throw hands. He might not win, but he gonna throw them hands.
Yo, now see, now because of this.
Every time.
Because of this, I gotta put up a Hercule versus Moomin Rider. Who you think will win?
Ooh.
Hercule win. He got the gap, bro.
Bro, no.
Actually, Hercule, you gotta go.
You gotta put respect. No, you gotta
up the blick on the boy. That's fucked up.
You gotta put respect on Hercule's name, though. That nigga was really the strongest regular human person. Regular human person.
No, Krillin.
Hey, I was about to say, like, Krillin don't
trained
exist.
with some aliens.
Can we put some respect on Krillin?
Krillin trained with gods.
We not Yamcha trained like Krillin with gods. Don't exist.
They trained with gods.
He
Hercule
still,
ain't never trained with no gods. He a regular ass motherfucker.
Fight. Okay, well, what about
Yajirobe? He the strongest regular motherfucker.
What about Yajirobe then?
Yeah.
Yajirobe a tad.
Yeah, Master Roshi.
I don't know, bro. Yajirobe
too.
Yajirobe pussy, though.
Whoa.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah.
Yajirobe pussy.
Yajirobe beat Vegeta, so we just gonna not even knock up Yajirobe like that.
Oh, Cal.
Yajirobe got a dub against Vegeta.
Cal.
Wow. Every
Please
time
explain.
He does that. He
Please
does that every
explain.
Time.
He don't want to slice Vegeta. What do you mean explain?
He sliced the tail.
He sliced the tail. What you mean?
That's a dub,
he got
bro.
That dub.
That is a dub.
That's a dub.
Bro, that's one of them interference dubs, tail. Though. That's an interference dub.
A dub is a dub.
That's like Levi,
bro. Vegeta monkey move was... Full 8 Vegeta was out there catching dubs.
And guess what? He could not stand the strike of Yajirobe.
If you're gonna block someone from behind, that still counts as a block. That means Yajirobe still got that dub.
And I'm not taking that. I'm not taking it from him. It is, bro. That is true.
I'm saying cap.
I'm saying cap too, bro. It's an interference dub. It's a plot armor interference dub. It's a dub nonetheless.
Okay, so when Cell shot Trunks, we consider that a dub for Cell versus Trunks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing. He sliced him. Yaji got the dub.
Right. Yeah, but that's different.
How's it different? All right,
bro. I'm gonna just say, all right, bro. What's the fucking topics? What are we doing? Come on, you just pissed me off.
All right, so here we go. All right, so we're gonna go around and get to know each other. All right. So we're gonna talk about our top two animes. What is your top two animes? I want the animes that you rewatch the most. You will argue a nigga down. These are the best animes. Like, you recommend these every time somebody asks for recommendation. What are your top two?
I'll go first.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we knew you were.
All right.
Uh-oh.
let
everybody get... First off, let everybody get their full two out before we give them shit.
Oh, wow. I respect that. All right, so here I go. Number one, in utmost.
Here it comes.
One Piece.
I'm with you.
And number two, which I'm really into right now, is... Black Clover, love it, that's my top two.
I ain't even gotta say my top two. That's my top two.
Yeah, I was about to. That's one of. So we're not gonna repeat. Okay,
I'm not about to.
I'm gonna try to pull something else out though.
Okay.
Two top.
All right, James, you wanna go?
Yeah.
He got it.
All right. Y'all ready? So, I'm going to let y'all know these are probably the top two best anime of all time. Yu Yu Hakusho and my boy Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Where they at?
We'll give it to you.
Slow.
We'll give it to you.
I'll give that to you. Yep.
Yu Yu Hakusho. Yu Yu Hakusho. I'm gonna spend the first 5 episodes talking about some shit that's damn near irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
Okay. And then One Piece, really? The whole I'm in a barrel?
At least they dedicated to shit. Hey man, niggas say I needed a boat.
Look.
That's Luffy.
All
bro.
I'm saying is Yu Yu Hakusho didn't need a time skip to get the story going.
Huh? That's right.
It really did.
What?
Chill.
You don't want it. If One Piece is on your list, you do not want it when I say Yu Yu Hakusho and my boy Full Metal.
Do you guys know
your
the reference?
Emo having ass.
Have you guys heard the One Piece rap? Please tell me y'all have not heard that.
Looking at this. I got a flame sword.
No.
Somebody has culture. I hear culture. The One Piece rap.
I thought not many people knew of it.
A lot of people know about it. It's culture.
And
come on, man, don't sleep on the One Piece rap.
Don't sleep on it.
I got the theme song.
Don't sleep on it.
The actual, like an actual rap for One Piece or the theme song with the rap.
It's a rap intro.
I shouldn't have said anything. That's the only part.
I like the theme song.
Who is this guy?
It's an
intro. Who is this?
What's the rap?
No. There is no what's the rap. We're banishing it from existence. I just want no. Put your phone down.
Hey, put your phone down. Remember when Dreamin' was on?
Don't give it up, Luffy. Dreamin'. Don't give it up, Nami. Dreamin'.
I shouldn't.
Don't
have
give
said
it up, Sora. Dreamin'. Don't give it up. Give it up. Give it up.
You know you.
Oh, here's how we go in the story. Find out is returning the Grand Line. I'm telling you, this is the only reason I like about One Piece is that intro.
How did it happen?
Intro, he's gonna be Captain.
My name is Captain Kurt, and I'm out. I shouldn't have brought it up. I want this too. I guess I keep talking about it, and it keeps like.
It lives.
Yeah, it lives more and more. So from this,
that's a thing now.
I just learned my lesson to just not speak on it anymore.
That's the only thing I like about One Piece.
Was the pirate rap.
Chopper's doctorate. Oh, that was the pirate.
That was a bar.
Cooking.
That was a bar.
Cooking.
That's the bar. That's bars.
That's bars, bro.
That's bars.
That's bars.
All right, my bad. I'm sorry.
Bars.
I want to apologize to everybody who was introduced to that song. I'm sorry.
I'm not going to lie. When I first heard it.
Yo, Pirate Rock's not bad.
Like, when I heard it when I was back a kid, that's what made me not want to watch it.
Right.
But now that I've actually watched it, I'm like, you know what? It kind of was the shit.
No, bro.
You got to let it just take a hold of
it. Because it got the jam. Just a little bit.
It was just the whole Funimation in One Piece.
Yeah, they killed it, though.
Yeah,
it wasn't Funimation. That was 4Kids.
Right, 4Kids.
No, that was back when One Piece. It was 4Kids TV, yeah. But here's the thing, so.
Anytime you smoke, so you're back actually One Piece. Having a sucker. There you go.
Yeah, got a sucker,
so,
bro.
Dum-dums.
A sucker, bro.
Dum-dums, yep.
So, that whole thing was known for, like, ruining anime. It's like, 4Kids was, like, the third iteration of, like, Fox Kids. It went from Fox Kids to the Fox Bots. The 4Kids TV, yep. And no matter what anime ended up on there, it was killed. Like, Escafone was on Fox Kids. I almost didn't watch Escafone, but
the only thing that survived on there was Dragon Ball Z
and Pokemon.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah. Pokemon like WB. WB just kind of did anime right.
One Piece wasn't on there that long, bro.
50 episodes they were replayed.
What are you talking about? They got all the way to Alabaster.
The same 50 episodes.
I like that pirate rap, though. I will say, Fox Kid did right by Digimon. Digimon lasted on Fox for a while.
It did.
But they had us thinking that Rice Balls was jelly donuts in English, and I'm like, yo, I ain't never seen a jelly donut like that. That's all white with a little black patch. I ain't never seen that before. What are jelly donuts
like? I tell my mom I want a jelly donut. She bring me some other shit.
Right, what is this brown thing?
That's not what I thought it was. Okay. Nah. No. Okay.
That's not in Pokemon.
They just thought kids.
Lies.
The lies.
All right. Let's go back to the list. I think for me, I want to say Hunter x Hunter is one of my tops. Ooh. And Maggie. I love Maggie. It's this little cute little anime.
Okay.
I think it's dope. Power scale and all of that. I think that's too good anime to introduce people to anime. All right, let's hear it. I'm ready for the smoke. What y'all got to say about Hunter x Hunter? I'm ready for the smoke.
I only like Hunter x Hunter. I couldn't even get into Maggie. Just throwing you, it is what it is, you know.
Hunter x Hunter is my jam, man. I love Hunter x Hunter. I just wish they would finish it. Like, dude's been in and out the hospital, so.
Like Hunter x Hunter is that picture where you see, like, the first part of the horse is half-ass drawn with stick pictures. Then you got the middle of it kind of looking dope as shit. Then you got the rest of it unfucking finished.
Nah, man. Hunter x Hunter.
That's what the fuck Hunter x Hunter is.
It's a well-drawn front end, and the back end is non-existent.
That first whole season was trash. It meant nothing.
The first whole season?
It meant nothing.
Yo. Why
did he? It shouldn't have even been called Hunter x Hunter. Because being a hunter meant fucking nothing.
Don't talk about the fishing pole, bro. He bought the fishing pole back at least one time.
Yeah, the fishing pole. What the fishing pole for?
What a skateboard! I've been waiting for the skateboard. What's the skateboard?
Oh, the skateboard.
Y'all gonna stop giving me shit about Hunter, bro. Y'all gonna stop giving me shit about Hunter, bro. It's an amazing anime.
What is Nin?
Yeah, I heard that.
You know what Nin is?
It's kind of ridiculous.
Have you heard what Nin is?
Bro, it's the same thing with Dragon Ball. Man, get the fuck out of here. Come on.
Damn, my brother can do it. I don't know what Nin is.
If we're talking about the fishing pole.
My dad and my grandpa can do Nin, but I don't know what Nin is.
If we're talking about the fishing pole, where's the extendo rod? Where's Nimbus?
It's on fucking
Nimbus ring. I know you're not going for Nimbus head, bro. I know you're not going for Nimbus.
If we can talk about the fishing pole.
The fishing pole is attached to the tower.
Yeah.
That's a fact. The fishing pole. The extended pole that Goku uses, that's attached to the tower.
Even though it doesn't need to be because everyone can fly now, but I feel you.
Right. Yeah, because everyone can fly now.
There's no need for the pole no more.
But what he needs the pole for? He can literally punch a fucking mountain.
And Gon can rock, paper, scissor a nigga until tomorrow. Like, come on now. It's the same thing. Yeah. At some point, you level up.
So why I can't have my skateboard back, though?
Because, nigga, fuck the skateboard. Nigga, we got Nin. We out here. You know what I'm saying?
I know. He got Godspeed now. He don't need a skateboard.
Bro, whirlwind in this bitch. Come on. I don't even need this yo-yo no more. I am a yo-yo. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. I fuck with Hunter x Hunter. Okay, whoever's next. Y'all gave me enough shit.
All right. This is Quiet Jams here. I'm going with High School DxD. No, I'm just playing.
I'm not even mad at you. I would not be mad at you.
The plot, the power, the fights. It low-key is nice.
It's very intriguing. It pulls you in.
And then the fan service have you sitting there like, yo, what the fuck am I? As somebody who went into that with, like, not knowing the fan service was crazy, like, I'm sitting there like, oh, the dragon booster? Oh, that's cool. He can... Reese. Oh. I see what's happening. I see what's happening. And I'm gonna watch this. I'm committed. Can't lie. When I first saw it, it was like two seasons out. I watched both of them bitches in like 2 days. It was up. No pun intended, it was up.
Outside the fan service, it's still a great show. Outside the fan service, it's still great.
And I agree with you.
Like, they brought in a lot of different stuff. Like, they had Demon Lord. They had fucking Goku. They had...
The Ender Dragon. I thought that was dope.
You had the Red Dragon, the White Dragon.
Yeah.
And you had all the different other Red Dragons. Bro, that was my shit.
I thought that was a really solid choice. Did you say your actual tube? We just stuck on.
I know. I'm like,
yes. No, no, no.
That's not even his actual show, though.
Oh, damn.
No, Fairy Tale. Fairy Tale number one. Fairy Tale number one for me.
I'm sorry.
I'm getting a phone call from baby mama. Hold up.
My guy said Fairy Tale, though.
Yeah. My number two is.
What's wrong with Natsu?
But my number two is that time I got reincarnated as a slime.
I love that show. I love that show.
Thank you.
I love that show.
Thank you.
Your boy is back.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What's up?
But yeah. Man.
Did you get used to walk quiet, James?
Yes.
He did.
Fairy Tale, and that time I got reincarnated as a slime.
Fairy Tale is fucking boring.
What?
Fairy Tale is fucking boring.
What? Yo, how could you be bored with Fairy Tale? Tell me how.
It just.
Tell me why.
Yo.
Yo, I'm dead.
I don't know. I just couldn't get into it past the huge ice demon fight. I couldn't get into it. It just.
He's talking about when Gray was fighting.
Yeah, it started with like a D or something.
Yeah, but that's so early, my dude.
Yo,
so
that's not even past season one, right? You gotta finish on.
I feel like Black Clover is the successor. A Fairy Tale.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yes.
They succeeded where Fairy Tale failed.
Okay.
Get the fuck out of here.
Like where Fairy Tale failed, Black Clover was like.
Well, Boruto failed. Black Clover succeeded.
What?
That's how
what?
I feel.
What? What'd you say?
Yo.
Where Boruto failed, that's where Black Clover succeeded.
Okay.
I'll take that.
No.
Okay, I was like, whoa.
We want to clarify.
Oh, okay. I could have said that fucked up. That's my bad. But where Black Clover succeeded, Boruto was nah. Just a nah.
All right, so has everybody did they too?
No, I don't think so. Huh?
Yeah.
Nah, not me. I said I'd get my two off. Let me see. So, shut up. Whoever, wrong with that. Such disrespectful. So number one for me, I'm going to throw it back to the first show that ever even got me into anime, Ronin Warriors.
Yep.
Ronin Warriors. And then number two for me is going to be Death Note.
Ooh, all right.
I'm giving him the clap.
I love him, man.
No, I like him.
I ain't got nothing bad to say.
I like him.
I ain't got nothing
bad to say.
No hate?
I like him.
No hate? Oh.
I'm not a fan of.
I know, right?
Only one person over here don't like Death Note. But
I don't say I don't like it. It's just one of those things where it's like I watch it and it's like, it's mid. It's all right.
It's too smart for you. He deserved to get mauled by that dog. Get it.
Hey, we in a trap. I don't know what to tell you. Nigga, not get the dog. Got to figure it out. Now get that. Go get him.
No, I'm gonna agree though. I didn't really get into Death Note.
See what I'm saying?
What?
See what I'm saying?
I'm sorry. Is Death Note too smart for you or something?
What's going on? No, it's like,
it's just one of those
but
things.
But this the same nigga that loves sub, though.
Oh. Whoa. Here we go. But nah, it's just, it's like, okay. All right. Oh my goodness, he's outsmarting everyone. That's cool. It's mid. I'm sorry. Like
it's
what?
Top tier.
It is. It's top tier.
I mean,
tier,
it's just
bro.
Like watching like a Naruto fight where you got to figure out like,
it's not god
like, oh,
tier, but it's
doing?
Top tier.
Like it's the same thing.
You know how creative you gotta be to do some of these deaths, you know what I'm saying?
I got you.
It takes a minute.
It takes a minute.
You gotta build on something.
So one, the nigga is a psychopath who wrote it.
He is.
Okay. So that's where we're gonna start.
He turned into a psychopath.
The writer's a psychopath.
That's how do you think of this? It's a book. If I could just, you could tell he was the kid that just sat in the back of the classroom like, fuck all these niggas, I'm gonna just write down a list of people. And he just turned that into an anime. He just turned that into an anime.
He said it's a mood, bro. It's a mood.
Are you trying to tell us that you think the creator of Death Note has like a list somewhere with a bunch of names on it?
He probably does.
Exactly.
Oh. How are you good possibility?
The whole book is about it.
Yeah. How don't you think that? I'm telling you, this is how it happened. When he was a kid, he probably couldn't throw hands, was bullied, and was like, fuck it, I'm going to start writing these niggas' names down. Then he learned what a heart attack was, and he was like, I hope everybody's name I write down gets a heart attack because I'm a demon. I'm a Shinigami. You know what I'm saying? That sounds like some crazy kid shit, but he just...
Some hermit kid shit, yeah.
He just finessed it into adult anime.
Because most manga writers are hermits like that. So it's possible. It's very possible.
I give you that.
It's possible. So hold on. If I take this same concept with high school Didi, I'm just saying. Not high school Didi.
High school of the dead.
High school of dead. I'm just saying.
High school of the dead.
But it's also the whole back and forth between Light and L. It's just amazing, the back and forth, like Light L catching on, like, yo, the kill's probably in Japan because it was his first death, you know. Like, he called out L. I mean, L called out Light from the very beginning. It was just like, yup. Like, this is why the kill's in Japan. Yo, Light, like, it's a 62% chance that you are Kira. The whole back and forth between is what really made the show.
And that's cool.
Light trying to get his way out of it.
Yeah, and him forgetting everything and, you know what I'm saying, playing it like that. That's dope. That was dope.
Yo, like, y'all give me some top 10 villains. That's all I got to say.
Top 10 we got a whole episode about that.
We got a
whole episode about that. Yo, like, y'all give me kill Goku.
All right, right, let's move on. We're going to move on. We're going to move on. We're moving on. Moving on. All right, so we're gonna move on.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
So next,
you put his name in the book.
So let's talk about some endings, you guys. We're gonna talk about endings. So,
all right,
we want to talk about how do you feel like you want Dragon Ball Z to end, or Dragon Ball to end, Dragon Ball Super to end?
How I want it to end.
How do you want this whole series to fucking end? Because it feels like it's been going on forever. So how should it fucking end?
It has been.
Like,
and for me, I read an article saying that Akira Toriyama's, like, you know, the original ending of Dragon Ball Z is still intact, still canon. So if he can find a way to make Super somehow tie into the original GBZ ending that we got way back when, like, I'll accept it. I'm not gonna say I'm gonna be happy about it, because you're honestly taking forever. And basically, by doing this, you're somehow just going to erase the Super Saiyan God in all of this. If you're trying to tie it back in to the original ending, then you're gonna have to erase the Super Saiyan God powers and everything that we're just getting now. So it seems like a waste of time for me in my end. But I mean, if he changes his route, whatever. But I'm just like, I'm ready for it to end. But like, if he still manages to somehow tie it back into the original ending, I'm like, all right, cool.
I feel that. I want it. I really need them to just go ahead and just get rid of the Dragon Balls. Like, something's got to happen to get rid of these fucking Dragon Balls, because that's the only way to stop.
They did that twice. At this point, what the fuck else can they do?
Now they got Super Dragon Balls.
Like,
right?
That's how we are here. That literally is the steps that brought us here.
So you saying nuke the Dragon Balls?
Like, they need to figure out what happened with the original Dragon Balls, like the original, you know, because the Namekians, they was able to create the Dragon Ball. So there was a special dragon race that created the Dragon Balls. So how the fuck do we get rid of this shit?
Killing the Namekians, right?
Nah, you gotta kill the creators of the creator.
Who we gotta kill? Let's get this shit over with.
I'm gonna be real with you. The only way Dragon Ball actually ends is if Goku has a heart attack. That's the only way Goku.
My dude just said, like, genocide. Let's have it.
Literally, bro,
that was the only way Goku don't come back. Like, that's why Trunks went back in time.
Zamasu tried. Zamasu tried that.
So we still talking about paladin levels of plot armor.
Like I said, the only thing that took out Goku, he never came back, was from a heart issue.
Like these Dragon, that's what I'm saying, these Dragon Balls gotta go.
They had to go back in time to save Goku.
The Dragon Balls didn't do nothing about going back in time. No, that wasn't a wish.
That's what I'm saying. No,
the plot armor on paladin levels.
A time machine for Trunks to go back in time. Other than that, Goku technically stayed dead until that happened. That's the only way you get past Goku.
You know what I want to happen? I want Goku to happen, right? Yeah. I mean, I don't really know what's going to happen, but like, I want Goku to become like the ultimate good in the universe. I want Vegeta to become the ultimate evil. I want him to duke it out, but be unable to actually do it. And then I want the Dragon Balls to like be destroyed in that process. But then I also want them to be like because they're such like god level powers at that point. I want them to like. To be the reason why the Dragon Balls were created in the first place, and like be the reason why the show actually started. You know what I'm saying? Like,
whoa!
I want it to kind of all loop in and tie together.
On some Attack on Titan type,
like plot? Futurama, like Futurama did.
Yeah, some Terminator bullshit.
I like that though.
They're like, yeah, full cycle. You know,
I like that.
And he would be the first Super Saiyan God
that everybody was mentioning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. I would want that shit to end that way too. That's what's up.
Thank you.
Right.
Now when it happens, I want y'all to like CC me and
you got that.
I need some real
get out of here.
We gonna clip this shit.
We gonna clip it. Like, hey, this nigga called it. He called it.
I like that shit though. What's Black Clover? That's the next one, right? Well, I think we all agree with that. Does anyone else disagree or have their own specific way? I'm kind of wild by that theory.
I mean, only thing I can think of is maybe DBZ takes a page out of Naruto and creates something like a Baruto where he gives the Goten and Trunks and
I would like that too. They missed the boat, but at the same time, I would like that. I need Goku to stay dead though. If Goku and Vegeta stay alive, I need them to die. Or go off and be gods. Go off and be gods and let your kids handle everything else.
They missed it.
Yeah, and we need Gohan to stop being such a bitch. You know, like, unbitch yourself, Gohan. Like, just please.
It's too late for Gohan.
It's too late. He's dad now. He daddy.
Yeah.
He ain't got time.
Yeah, he's got Pan. So Pan, Goten, Trunks. That's a
good point. I feel that.
Yeah, he ain't got time.
Yeah, instead of GT, if they would have did that, like, that would have been perfect.
Goku died, so he didn't have to raise no kids. He came back and then died again and still didn't have to raise no kids.
He didn't have to raise him when he was alive.
Yeah, so
he wasn't trying to.
Like, nah, he raising his kids. He in Pan life. Pan no daddy. Pan, he going to the daddy daughter dance. You know?
Damn.
Him and stepdaddy Piccolo.
Damn.
Yep.
Oh.
Damn.
You know he come through.
Pawpaw Piccolo. That's Pawpaw Piccolo.
With the do-rag.
Like, Goku not even Pawpaw. He's Pawpaw Piccolo.
That nigga, he might as well be part of the family.
Because he babysits.
Seriously, though.
Nah, he babysits.
Yo, Piccolo really? Did raise Gohan.
Nah,
Piccolo
yeah, he didn't Gohan. Babysit Everyone him. He raised him.
No, I'm talking about Pan. He babysits Gohan. Pan.
Piccolo babysits Pan.
Yeah.
That's Pawpaw Piccolo.
Oh, shit. He's the family name.
Pretty much. Bunch of...
He's the family nanny. That's pretty fucked million, up. Huh? How you turn the villain man. Into the sure. family nanny? Only Dragon Ball Z.
Bro, he was so hard at Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. Only Dragon Ball Z.
He went so fucking hard. And they bitched him immediately.
And turned the nigga into a nanny.
They said, go raise my...
How does that happen?
Well, it's because he absorbed Nail and he absorbed Kami. So all that pent up other shit, gone.
Okay. Good explanation.
Nail actually babysitting the Supreme Nanekium or whatever.
I get it.
Stepping stones.
I don't even have a name anymore, but you can refer to me as Piccolo. Hey, get the fuck out of here, fam. You still look like
that nigga Goku looked up and said, Kamikolo.
The thing about Super, it's weird because it's supposed to be in between right after they beat Majin Buu or they beat Kid Buu. And then before the ending of Dragon Ball Z, so it's just like, and that was a span of what, 4 years?
They said 4 years had passed from when they killed Kid Buu to the ending, to the actual ending of Dragon Ball Z. So it's just like,
so how much?
How long are they going to keep Super going?
Right. So like, how much?
What happened in these 4 years?
So how long does Moro last? Money? How long does Moro last? How long does Granola last? And then what happens after that?
It's the nigga named Granola.
Yeah, that's the new villain.
Granola. It makes no sense, man. Yeah,
they're done with spices. They've been done with spices for a while.
They called the nigga Granola.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's still that final martial arts tournament. So it's just like, how are you fronting like you can't go Super Saiyan God in this tournament?
I mean,
like, what happened? This is what gets me mad. Like, it feels like when it comes to the end, if they try to tie it into that original ending, someone's just going to make a wish to be like, yeah, let's forget we ever, all this ever happened.
All right. So here's what I think is going to happen. So when Super comes back on TV, they're going to start off at that gap. They're going to start off at that gap. And then they're going to do a little training arc with Ub, and then they're going to go into Moro. And then they're going to go into a fucking Granola. Like, they're going to keep the ending, but they're going to kind of throw that in there real quick.
I'm just over Dragon Ball, period.
Black Clover!
I'm so mad.
All right.
Yeah, here we go, Black Clover.
All right, so Black Clover. Black Clover has...
Hey, yo, before we get into Black Clover, I just gotta say, baby mama's here, and I have to actually take a parenting class, so Disciple Dashney got a dip. The Tai So Fly, Quiet Jeans, Hold It Down, Trap Enemy, thank you guys so much for bringing us on.
We'll definitely
have to do another one of these episodes. Now, yeah, I got a dip, yeah, but Quiet Jeans and Tai So Fly,
I'm still gonna be here.
Yeah, man, prayers, man. Hope everything okay.
Later.
All right.
Yeah, man. Peace. Have fun.
But yeah, man. All
right, so
Black Clover. I feel like before we go into how it's ending, I feel like Black Clover is shooting its load entirely too fast. They scaled up the power way too quick. The grind was there, but not really there. So, like, I wanted to be optimistic and say that it'll probably end in the next 5 years. My guy Token was like, two. He gives it two.
2 years.
But at the same time, I was trying to be optimistic and say five, but honestly, I feel the same way.
Okay, no, you got to think about it. It's been out right now for...
Since like 2018.
5 years. About five years. Not about 16, some shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. So about 5 years. So 170 episodes. How much more do you think they got in them? They got at least about 300.
Bro, they could. Well,
the reason, it was on hiatus for a while.
It wasn't that long. It wasn't that long of a hiatus.
So it would technically
popularity hiatus, but itself, it wasn't that long.
I'd say 3 years without the hiatus.
Nah, it was going.
They're
on hiatus now, right?
Nah. They trying to
catch up.
Let the manga build up right. Before they release new episode, and they're just gonna do a movie instead of doing like a filler. Because nowadays, they don't believe in fillers no more.
I feel like you could do the right thing with filler.
Stop it.
I feel like if you do filler the right way.
Did you watch Bleach?
That's doing filler the wrong way.
So how can they do filler right now when they're in a crucial fight?
Black Clover has done fillers right. Like the last whole thing with the people and with no power and stuff, that was a decent filler because it made you feel for the people of the kingdom and stuff and what they're about to get into. You're understanding that they're about to ramp themselves up to be powerful enough to take on these extra powerful devils. So that those fillers was necessary.
Right. That's filler done decent. I feel like filler done like perfectly, not perfectly, but right, is look at Naruto for the fourth Ninja War when they started bringing in like names of people that you've heard but you never really known about, like the Scorcher, the magnetism person, how they like extended that a little bit. I feel like that's filler done right. That's because you're expanding on the story, you're expanding on the plot,
telling about fights that are going on.
Exactly, around. That's done right, and that's almost perfect. But at the same time, you also have Bleach, where it's filler done horrible. Completely wrong. The worst you can do filler is Bleach. But I feel like
Bleach ruined it.
Yeah, I feel like they could have fillered a little bit
less.
Like, what are the other knights?
Well, hold on. Naruto.
I got you.
No, I was gonna say Naruto also has some terrible filler arcs too. Like, I don't know how many times I just see him catch a dog or whatever, you know.
You said Naruto?
Yeah, Naruto
I has feel you. Yes.
After Sasuke left. After Sasuke left.
Cause I swear to God, from Sasuke left up until Sasuke came back, it was bullshit.
It was.
It was straight bullshit. It was trash.
Yeah.
Nothing, none of that shit mattered.
I don't wanna see ninja tools. I don't care about that.
You're like, damn, Jiraiya, hurry up and pick this kid up.
They go on their little funk ass missions and shit and do their little self-inflicted trauma and shit. I don't want to hear none of that.
Yo, tell me why I invested so much time and energy into Rock Lee. Like, why do I care about Rock Lee right now?
Man,
he was supposed to be the man.
He was.
We were rooting for you.
I love Rock Lee.
We all were rooting for you. Nah, real talk. Rock Lee is still one of my like favorite people, bro. Rock Lee is.
Yeah, but he fell off. He's man. Done. He fell off.
Bro, like when God rolls up to him, sometimes I feel like God's like, you could have been something great, bro.
You were supposed
to be something great.
Yeah.
I lost my legs.
Bro, you saw me out there versus the main villain? Did you see that? You got any feats close to that? Bro. Yeah, you low dip Sasuke that one time, but look at what I did, bro.
What have you done for me now?
You training these little kids, giving them self morals? I fought the big demon, and I kept fighting the shark. My bad. I kept fighting the shark dude, and I kept forgetting his name.
You want to know who becomes teachers? No name people. Yeah. No name characters.
Aruka Sensei was your goddamn teacher. Exactly.
No name.
Right. Aruka said, did you see the third teaching classes? Nah, he was just a Hokage. Did you see me teaching classes? Nah, I was throwing hands.
I set you up with a... How can you teach? You don't even know chakra.
Hold on. We supposed to be on Black Clover.
No, oh, right. We deviated hard to the bitch. All right.
We deviated.
How we want Black Clover to end. I would love to see Black Clover end... of course, I guess this is. I want to see Asta as the Wizard King, and I want to see Yuno as like his advisor or some shit like that.
Not the advisor.
On some real shit. Because
it's not like he don't have another kingdom.
A whole other fucking kingdom. Like,
you think he gonna go to the spade?
Yes. Yo, nigga, bye.
I don't think he gonna go to the spade. So he just gonna abandon Asta. Just completely.
Yes, nigga, go be the prince.
No.
You are the prince of a whole kingdom. Go, nigga.
Stop being greedy, man. You can't have both.
I think those both kingdoms are gonna be like really good friends because Asta will be the magic king and Yuno will be the king of spade. I think those two countries are gonna come together.
So low key, this is what I think is gonna happen to Black Clover. So,
them niggas not gonna fuck with each other, fam.
Bro, here's what's gonna happen. All shit's finna bust loose with this whole tree of cliff off. It's gonna be hell on fucking earth. Like, the shit's gonna go down. Ain't gonna be no spade kingdom, no heart kingdom, no nothing. Like,
That's what I thought.
Like, too. Niggas gonna get wiped the fuck out type shit. Whoa. And then my nigga Asta gonna come in, save the day. And then niggas gonna be like, damn. Alright, so they're gonna put the shit on rest, and that's when the next season is gonna come out of for Black Clover, and then that whole season is gonna be them trying to rebuild after the whole shit happened, and they're gonna discover all that other shit that they were talking about with Charmy and the whole wolf and shit and half dwarf, and you got the other you're gonna probably bring in angels and shit.
So basically Ragnarok, all that shit just gonna start over.
Yeah. And then you're going to have Asta as, like, the...
Thor?
Basically.
Yeah, some shit.
Thor? Yo.
Basically.
Like he got to come in and save niggas all the damn time because shit's going on all the fucking time.
So you think just the village folk, just they just going to be out there just going through it?
Like, it's different dimensions, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, different...
It's going to be like fucking barriers. Trunks. It's going to be like Trunks. Trunks timeline.
Type. Oh,
it's gonna be like
Trunks
that.
Timeline.
That's horrible, like that. Fam.
It's gonna be like that.
Trunks timeline.
If the writer's good enough, it's gonna be like that.
So I like what you said, and like all the borders are gonna dissolve. That's what I think. They're gonna end up being something like the Joker Kingdom, like the one big island. Really? Don't forget, Yami came from somewhere else.
That
Yami
part.
Came from someone
that
completely
part.
Different.
Yami came from somewhere else.
Right? So like maybe Asta gets to be the king of this island, but like there's an entire world that we don't know.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, yeah, you're that right. Part. He came over to see.
He came from somewhere completely different that nobody knows about.
What if he come, what if that boy like a whole demon or something on the cool, like part demon or some shit? That's why he got like the dark energy.
I think he's Zoro.
Yeah. Type shit. Get the fuck out of here.
I think Zoro got Isekai over there and his name is Yami.
Shit. And he just got better sense of direction. Well, nah, he don't have to have sense of direction. He got
teleport.
Yeah, that's why he got the teleport dude.
Oh,
my
shit.
Motherfucking wheels.
Oh shit.
hey, it might be. Hey. You never know.
They're on the same level.
You never know.
That's okay. Perfect.
Wait, when my guy gonna start biting swords out here then?
Or something else that might happen. I think Asta might fuck around and become Demon King.
I could see that to try to like straighten out that shit.
So you let Yuno become Wizard King, but Asta become Demon King.
That's an intern.
I mean, do you really need to be a wizard king and he gotta
keep the demons in check.
There's a king over Wizard King.
We didn't really listen to that nigga though.
But dude, I mean, he still got a title.
Fuck that nigga.
Asta was gonna go to jail not too long ago. On that, you know what I'm saying?
That was my guy, Domination, in that bit. Yeah. Like scale.
Scale.
You got all that power, you don't.
Tiny flame.
Dip.
Big sword, small sword.
I think that's extremely interesting though. That's because I could see Asta on some like. This demon here was raised by a human, and we're best friends.
They're together now, so it's like they gotta work together to keep these demons in line. We the demon king now.
I can see that.
That's interesting. I like that.
I like that because it opens up for the future, right? Like you got like a Boruto situation where like Asta's like the demon king. And then you got his kid out there, like, just living life. Like, whoa, okay.
Asta kid? Who you think he gonna knock up?
Sister Lily!
What was it? Sister Maria? Sister Lisa?
Not Sister Lily!
He loves Sister Lily.
Lily, Lily.
Y'all don't think Noelle gonna, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, come into this castle, young boy. You know what I'm saying?
She's not nice enough for that. She's not nice enough for that.
Turn out to be like,
I don't know, Mimosa might get him, though.
She's gonna be like, hey, I got a deal.
Hey.
Yo, you know what?
He's a demon king.
Mimosa. Could keep him up.
Demon king can get them all.
Damn.
Or it could be that chick from the tavern with the kids, though. The chick from the tavern kissed him and was like, hey, what's up?
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. No, you're right.
That's a bad hit. Yo, he got like four girls.
Yo, he gonna have a harem. What if he end up like on some... Okay, theorize. I'm high. Theorize with me. What if he end up knocking up all of them and have like seven sons? And it's on some like seven sons of the underworld. That would be lit, though.
That would be lit.
That would be crazy lit because, like, all your sons, like, tamed, like, demons in the underworld. Yeah. That would be crazy lit.
Yeah.
Oh, add another layer to it. All right, so at the end of Black Clover, he gets seven swords or something like that, and he gives all of his sons one of the swords.
Or he finds the people that, like, make the legit swords, and he have them make, like, yo, I got seven sons coming, and they... gonna need some badass shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like every sword he get, he just get them out.
Starting to sound like Inuyasha.
Type shit. Tetsuga!
I like the swords of the hit and miss.
Yes.
One of those things was a fan. They're like, what are you talking about right now? I hated that.
Really?
I like the idea, but they execute, like, you never really saw them. And then when you saw them, it was like, yo, one's a sword, or one's a fan, one's a pot. Like, yo, a pot?
They were really trash.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't special on the cool. Like niggas was getting around them hoes.
That was part of the seven swords.
Niggas was getting around them.
No, that wasn't.
Like,
fuck.
Yeah, one of them had, like, a fan, one had a pot. You thinking about, oh, boy, with the word shit, where if you say certain words so many times, you get... teleport in there.
That was different from the seven swords of the mist. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I was talking about. The seven mist swords.
The seven mist swords.
No, y'all talking about the Sage of Six Path tools.
Tools.
That was cap.
Oh,
yeah, those were cap.
That was cap.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, right. That was all straight up cap. I now that I'm thinking about that. That's some shit right there. These are ancient tools.
Yeah,
that was, and it was all cap.
It was all cap.
If you say this word too much, and you, I'll seal you. But if you think it, I'll seal you too. Like, man, the fuck out of here. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
All right, so back on topic.
Yeah, yeah.
So, all right, so we got through with Black Clover. Anybody got anything they want to talk about on Black Clover?
Nah, I like your theory. That was interesting.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that was nice. That was nice.
Yeah, that was good. I like that theory.
Thank you.
And then how it devolved into the whole Seven Suns thing. Cool.
Yeah. So, One Piece.
Oh, man. Goddamn.
So, how do we feel about One Piece? How do we feel like One Piece is going to end?
Wait. As a person who doesn't watch One Piece, I'm just going to put my piece out there before y'all even get into it, all right?
Okay.
I want something, because I'm going to go say something real petty right now.
That's fair. Say
real petty.
That's fair. Get ready to get attacked.
I want fight cams right now.
I want it to end in one of two ways. I want One Piece to not really exist, and I want it to be like the power of friendship. Like, oh yeah, One Piece was with you the entire time. Like, that's why I want it to end, but...
Stupid.
If it really existed, I really want him to be like, yeah, no, I melted it down. It's been all the nails in your boats, and it's been all like the chains of on your sterns or whatever. Like, it's been with you the entire time. That's how I want One Piece to end. Just to kind of be a slap in the face after 1,000 episodes. Like, yo, I watched it for how long? How long?
Yo, low key, I ain't gonna lie, I kind of think it's gonna end with the whole power of friendship part, though, where it's like,
I think it's about the adventure. I'm gonna tell you why, because even Oda was like, nah, it ain't no shit like that. Oda was like, it's an actual shit.
Cap.
Right. How do we really listen to Oda? Oda cap. Said 10 years ago, One Piece is 70% over.
Yeah, Oda's dead. Like,
yeah, do we really listen to him at this point? I think he's like the biggest troll of One Piece. Cause he just, it's 50% done. Oh no, it's like 25% done. I don't know how I gotta think of new characters. Oh, every time someone predicts the way on the internet, I change certain things. Like, he's actively said all of these things. So at this point, honestly, I don't think he really has an end in mind. I think he's just fucking riding his wave. Cause in One Piece time, it's only been about 2-3 years.
Yep. It's just been 3 years.
At least in every other long-running anime, maybe four.
It's about 3 years.
In Dragon Ball Z, it had been some time.
Yeah.
Like in Pokemon, it's starting to finally be some time.
Good nigga, Ash ain't the age.
I know, Ash Ketchum. He's been 10 years old for what, 23 years?
Nah, he's starting to age now. He got a little bit of facial hair now, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't seen a new Pokemon. So
he got some facial hair.
He ain't got no facial hair.
Baby face.
Where?
You mean the new cartoonist drew him? But
yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Ain't that new?
Okay. Damn, my fault.
You about to become a teenager, become Ass Ketchum. Like, yo, even, what's going on, girl?
I think even Brock got older at some point. I think Brock and Misty got older at some point.
And nobody else did. Well, not him, not Ass Ketchum. He a fucking clone. But One Piece, how I feel like it's going to end is... it's going to be the power of friendship thing, but it's more of going to be like personal mementos and like history from Joy Boy and stuff like that. Like it's going to be some bullshit on some like, oh, you had piece of it the whole time. You had the straw hat. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's going to be like somebody created straw hats to give to certain people that chase certain things. You know what I'm saying? Because what kind of confirmed that is jumping a little bit ahead. I'm not sure if this happened in the anime or not. When they was in the castle with Emu and it was the fucking giant straw hat, like that had me like, oh yeah, that's it right there. You know what I'm saying? That's a piece of the One Piece. That's just personal things for people.
So my question is, Shanks had the hat first before he gave it to Luffy. So what's that supposed to mean to Shanks? Because that was his hat first.
It was actually Roger's hat first.
And it was Joy Boy's hat before that.
Right. Wait, we don't know if it was Joy Boy's hat.
It was
hat or
Joy
not.
Boy's hat.
I think Joy Boy was a giant.
No, they.
We don't know if it was Joy Boy's hat.
No, they said that, didn't they?
Oh,
I'm pretty sure they said that. I'm pretty sure they said that was Joy Buzz.
Yeah, I was about to say I have to look. But I first right, foremost, I know
so much time goes by and be like, fuck, I don't know anime, manga, shit.
Ugh. Yeah. All in all, it was Roger's hat. Roger had it before he hit the One Piece. I'm not sure how he got it. You're saying it came from Joy Boy. But if it came from Joy Boy, for me, that furthers it. Isn't One Piece Joy Boy's treasure? So for me, that furthers my theory for me personally.
It's possible. Okay. So what is the will of D then?
Fucking ill ass niggas. Ill ass niggas. That's all it means for me. Ill ass niggas, fam.
And then pass on the journey, bro.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's all it means for me.
Look forward to the future.
Yeah. Cause think about it. It's Fishman D's, it's Giant D's, it's Monkey D. Trafalgar Law and Monkey, they're not related. You know, it don't look like Dragon and Traffy's.
Yeah, I don't know, man. They're saying he's related though.
How far down the line is that though? If maybe everybody's ancient, distant, something. If that's the case, shit, everybody related. You know what I'm saying? But
all I know for my ending, I want Shanks to fight. That's all I'm asking for.
I'm gonna be so pissed
if they hold us, if they give us some.
He come in and sacrifice his life,
hitting the chest, sacrifice, lay down, bro.
I'd be so pissed.
Like Blackbeard, I want to see the Blackbeard fight.
I need Mihawk to get loose.
You ain't gonna see Mihawk.
I'm waiting for.
I need Mihawk to get
Mihawk ain't ever gonna fight. I don't think that boy ever gonna fight.
It's gotta be Mihawk and Shanks.
Last time you seen that boy.
Right.
It gotta be Mihawk.
Mihawk ain't gonna fight no
Mihawk, Shanks, and Zoro.
They ain't gonna fight.
I don't think it would be a three-way fight.
It ain't gonna be a three-way fight.
Why?
No sword fight.
Right.
Zoro been a three-way fight.
Nah. If it maybe a two-on-two, maybe it'll be Shanks and who the Mihawk
best?
Versus.
Who the best?
Mihawk.
No.
Mihawk.
No. I still give it to Shanks, bro.
No, by title, who actually holds the title? Mihawk holds it.
That's why it got to be a three-way.
But Mihawk won't fight Shanks.
Shanks ain't fighting Zoro.
Shanks ain't fighting? Yeah, he might not.
Not at all.
Why not?
Why?
He has no intent to fight.
Yeah.
Reason to fight.
That's Shanks. Shanks is going to be like,
why? He ain't even a captain.
I mean, cool.
Yeah,
the whole point of captain fighting is for captains to fight. That's it.
So we saying in 2000 episodes.
So here's what's gonna happen. So since the world government just was like, fuck the warlords, so that means Mihawk is probably gonna join up with Luffy and Shanks, and they're gonna have this big war with the world government.
I give you that, and probably break the red line and all of that.
And it'll happen in Elbath.
When they gonna go to space?
It's coming.
When they going to
space? Enel already powered the automaton and they are building his arc over, right? Mm-hmm. And then look, check it out though. He gonna drive the moon.
Cap.
He gonna drive one of the moons into the earth.
Cap.
See, and this is what happened to One Piece. He basically became Fast and the Furious. They literally
fuck
became
out of here. I'm dealing with this shit.
But nah, they
literally just became Fast and the Furious.
Look it up though. In some of the cover arc series, NL went to the moon, found an underground base.
Now we just doing shit.
And what? He powered a whole bunch of little robots called automatons. Look it up. It's a cover. It's a cover story. It's cover stories.
The cover stories are canon.
All cover stories are canon. That's how we knew Jinbei was coming back. That's how we knew a lot of stuff was gonna happen because of the cover stories.
Cover stories.
So
are canon.
Through the cover stories, Enel is on the moon building an empire by powering little robots called automatons, and also learning about ancient people who turned into the Brickens and all of the people in Sky.
Like I said, One Piece is just starting to throw shit on the wall and seeing what actually sticks, because they are literally about to be Fast and the Furious.
But nah,
all their stories.
I think they're gonna find
about family. Like,
I think they gonna find the One Piece.
I'm thinking to myself like, might need to watch this, man. Woo, it's going crazy.
It is. They gonna find the One Piece. It's gonna say, ha ha ha, it's not shit, go fuck up the world. And then Luffy is gonna be like, hey yo, guess what, I'm throwing hands with everybody and anything. Anything I don't like, I'm throwing hands with it. The red line, guess what, we gonna get rid of it.
Now, it did say in the most recent episode of this recording that they said that Joy Boy was coming back.
And that is going to probably be like a lot of history right there. But do y'all actually think he gonna do anything?
And it has a lot to do with Shirahoshi.
Right. Because she is an ancient weapon.
Right.
I got you.
So yeah. Who the fuck is Joy Boy?
Man, that guy. The nigga. He's that nigga. He the one that smiled the biggest. He went around. He was the first Luffy just going around fucking shit up.
I guess so.
It's on some Ashura spirit from Naruto, basically. Just Ashura and Indra just continue to reincarnate
in space. So you think
in space,
bruh? I'm sorry, One Piece pissed me off because the space shit hit the fan. I'm like, why y'all doing that? Why? All the shit you got going on the different oceans inside the fucking planet. Y'all want to go to space? You literally starting to copy Naruto. It's annoying as fuck.
What if he had this in mind the whole time?
I don't. What, he sent Joy Boy from the moon?
Maybe.
See, that's the bullshit we going down.
What happened in the 100 years? That's the whole point. What happened in the history of the 100 years?
He was 1,000 years.
He was from the sun.
Was it 1,000 years?
Oh, the void century. But it's 800 years ago. Right. Man, okay. I'm excited about how One Piece is going because it's turning up like crazy and we're learning more and more. It's going real dumb. To the point where I stopped reading the manga.
I just hate how slow they go. They kill it.
But that's One Piece pacing,
I hate it.
And it's crazy because it's sped up. One Piece pacing sped up. Think about Dressrosa and think about Wano. The pacing has sped up tremendously. It's still slow as shit, though.
It is.
It's still slow as shit, though. Dressrosa had moments where you're like, bro, it's 30 fights going on right now. Why the fuck are we looking at a sunflower?
We're at episode 80 in Wano right now. We're at episode 80 in Wano.
You think it's going to be more than Dressrosa? I think Dressrosa had 100 episodes, right?
Some shit like that.
Yeah, Dressrosa is the longest arc.
What?
Yeah, Dressrosa is the longest arc.
That's an entire anime.
It was their year.
It was a full year.
Yeah, they was, and it wasn't much content there, but they was there for a long time.
Yeah, it's all canon.
One Piece.
It is though.
But I think Wano is way better than Dressrosa. It's more content. It's better fights.
It's beautifully done.
Oh my goodness!
It's fucking beautiful.
All of the animation.
The fights are so long.
That's what we always wanted in One Piece, right? And that's always a One Piece thing.
The backstory is what kills me, though. The backstory be so fucking long. It'd be literally... It'd be 10 episodes of backstory. And then you go back to the fight. Shit, bro. Now I feel this fight more than fucking anything. If I didn't feel this fight before, I feel this fight fucking now. I can't wait till he smashed this nigga Kaido. It's shit.
I don't think it's gonna happen this go around.
Hey, I'm not gonna ruin it for you.
So I've been reading in the manga, the fight for Kaido has been going on I think I'm in 10 chapters of the fight.
The fight's going on right now.
Yeah. So you think it's not gonna end on some Big Mom shit where it's just
Big Mom gone!
No, Big Mom's in the fight.
No. She got knocked off though. Remember, Kid. Kid followed her with what's his name? Law.
Killer.
Killer. Was it Killer?
No, it's Kid Killer.
Kid is fighting Law right now with somebody else.
But all I'm saying is how.
Oh wait, how you guys are just on the anime, right?
He's on the manga. Token's on the manga. I'm still on the anime.
See, that's another thing that
I'm a little bit of both.
It keeps conflicting sometimes. You're like, fuck, what's going on? Where we at?
That's why I stopped.
Where we at?
I just stopped reading the manga because I want it to be fresh with this anime.
It does get conflicting.
Yeah, it does.
But nah.
Because it'd be whole characters in that whole fight and be like, damn, we ain't even got to this shit yet in them anime. What the
you
fuck? You
try to figure out what character other people talking about because you're like, fuck, what? All right, what they do? What they powers? Don't say name, just tell me your power.
Because they have some throwed ass powers. But nah, how Cake Island ended with like, yeah, Luffy fought, but they didn't really fight Big Mom, and you know, it was a thing, but they basically just ran. I think it's gonna end that same way because Luffy not ready for this shit. He's just learning Ryuo. I got spoiled a little bit, but didn't he just wake up like, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do when it comes to like the whole Conqueror's Haki thing?
You talking about when he had a
flashback? Yeah, he just realized it.
He
about to go down. It's about to go down.
So he is gonna go from zero.
Zoro just used his final attack. Zoro can't hit him back anymore. So between Zoro and Law, the only two still conscious, Luffy just wakes up. He just learned a new move. It's about to go down again. He got refreshed.
Okay, so this is what I'm saying.
They do not believe in Sensu Beans. The whole runtime of the flashback is for them to recuperate.
But this is what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, that's what the whole...
And I agree with you. All I'm saying is, you think he gonna wake up and be like, all right, I just figured out how to work this complex-ass move that I haven't known this whole time. Uh-huh. I'm gonna just wake up and... No, I'm getting head shakes from the whole room.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
I think he's gonna get it a little...
That's what's gonna happen.
Is that what happened with Bowman?
That's what's happening.
That's what's happening. We're looking at it right now.
So he's gonna win the fight over something that he just figured out. Even though we know Kaido knows that.
That is the anime. Through and through. Yeah, I woke up like this. We built different. That's what it comes down to.
Built with plot armor. We got plot armor. We got plot bones.
We built different.
You got to think about gear. Second gear came out of fucking nowhere.
But no, he practiced it.
He didn't practice.
He did. Because
No.
Listen. Hear me out. Because this was one of my favorite fucking fights. When he was fighting Blue and though, and he was jet pistoling the shit out of the nigga, and he was standing there, and he fell, and he was about to say he was about to hit gear third.
He figured it out right the fuck then.
No, he didn't, bro.
He figured it out right then.
No, he didn't, bro.
Yes, he did. He figured it out right then and there. He didn't practice.
Tell me when he did it beforehand.
In the movie, he was
the
like,
"The movie not canon."
I'll give you that. It's not
the
canon.
Movie's not canon.
I'll give you that. It's not canon. I don't think he figured it out in the fight, though.
He figured it out in
gear
the fight.
Second and gear third at the same time.
He felt like he could do it. We build different.
Come on. We all know Luffy gets stronger every fight because that's how he was raised.
That's how he built.
He threw him into the woods.
Rubber band. Whoa. Is he part Saiyan now?
What? Basically, the rubber band, he bounced back.
Well be.
The more you stretch it, you stretch it, the
he got a form called Bounce Man.
That's the
Bounce Man. His form is called Bounce Man, Bounce Back Kid, son.
Man,
he's basically Dalsum from Street Fighter. Get out of here, yo! That's power, weak ass power. Yoga fire,
and he actually got a fire move.
He actually do got a fire move. He got too. A fire That's move. Crazy.
And I want to say he got an electric move too. If you want to be honest.
Thor gun. Yeah, he does have an electric attack. That's all Haki manifestation.
Yeah, he does.
So.
He does.
He also has a plot armor attack. Looking at
that's why I can wake up and be ready. That's it.
I think it's gonna be one of them like, okay, I got you on the ropes, and then Kaido turns all the way up.
Luffy is about to knock him out, and then they're gonna be friends. That's what's gonna happen. Bro, hey, hold on. So when he fought Crocodile, he got cut up. He was bleeding. Crocodile basically took all his moisture and threw him like trash. What happened? He got rained on, woke up, came back again. Luffy cut his ass. He got cut up by Crocodile again, underground. Luffy said, hey, I'm going to take this blood and I'm going to slap the shit out of you. What happened? He slapped the shit out of him. Could not get away. Drank his little water. Wake up. It's a fight. That's it. That's Luffy's ability, man.
You're explaining plot armor to me.
I'm explaining Luffy. That's how he built, bro. Each time he get knocked down, that's how it goes.
And I love it. That's why I fuck with One Piece the most. By this argument, you would think I don't fuck with One Piece.
Yo, Luffy. The cheetah dude, when Luffy said, I will not touch the ground.
Bro, that was beautiful, bro. That was beautiful.
That's Luffy. He was unconscious and then still was able to jet pistol that man.
They like Usopp, Luffy. He did he go Super Saiyan?
Yeah,
just a little bit.
Did he scream his way into Super Saiyan? Did he feel the tingle?
He felt the tingle.
All you need is the itch.
Are y'all aware of the Dragon Ball Z Super Saiyan thing? How they turned it into it's a tingle and I go into Super Saiyan? Were y'all aware?
The itch in the back of your
shoulder blade. Yeah, that's bullshit. Even us bullshit.
We've been doing it wrong. As a kid, when old boy was yelling and trying to turn Super Saiyan on YouTube, he was doing it wrong.
Yo, that was golden, bro. That was golden, bro. I remember that. Damn. That's when the internet and Twitter was awesome.
It was.
I remember that. Yeah. What, my name's Dante or Daniel, and I'm a Super Saiyan. The Goku account even replied to him and was like, "Yes, son, you are a Super Saiyan." You are a Super Saiyan. Bro, that was magical, bro.
The first time Goku became fatherly.
Bro, and then somebody edited it to make him look like a Super Saiyan.
Yo. Nigga, the internet used to be a beautiful thing, bro.
It still is.
Oh, man.
It still is.
Bring the internet back to where it was.
It still is.
Man, we full of
memes. You want to know why people were nice back then on the internet? Because when anybody gets a phone call, your shit just turned off. So you ain't got time to be mad.
No, in that time, Wi-Fi was like a new thing. Niggas used to not even have like codes on their Wi-Fi yet.
You would literally have to wait for the postman to drop off one of those AOL shit. Damn. And then you try to grab as many as you can to get the...
Yeah, you're right.
AOLCD.
Yeah, yeah. The 2-week free trial. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You right. Yeah. Yo, do you remember the dial-up?
AOL, you be praying for the family to hug each other. You be like, oh shit, we just gotta get to the middle screen and we good. Once we get to that middle column, we're good.
Nah, let you get a call. Let you get a call after you've
been. Oh, if you got a call, it's a wreck,
man.
Right, yo, this for everyone who hasn't watched One Piece, this is how long it's been going on since AOL CDs were out.
Damn. Oh, damn. Chill. I didn't even think about it like that. Oh, man. Yo, I didn't even think about
that. That's older than some of these kids that's listening to this.
Oh, you for real.
There's going to be a CD. What's that mean?
Oh, no.
Internet free is on a CD?
Right, a free trial to the internet? What? I can't just go to it on my phone? It's a dial-up?
I need a CD to program.
I haven't seen a CD in years. Man. No,
a program? What do you mean?
My car doesn't even have a CD player anymore.
Me neither, yo. Crazy.
That's nuts.
Obsolete, man.
Oh, man.
Anyway, off topic.
Right. Damn.
So we're going to go.
Existential dread. I'm old.
All right. So we're going to go. We're going to go ahead and go into our BBA, guys. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the BBA for today is Soul from Black Clover. That is Charlotte's little henchman.
She a rider.
You know, chocolate. Short hair.
Chick with the mud.
Big titties.
Yo. What does BBA mean? I don't even know.
Oh, I'm sorry. So BBA stands for Bad Bitches of Anime.
Oh, alright. Oh. Say no more.
Yeah, the Bad Bitches of Anime. We do a BBA every episode. Mm-hmm. In today's episode, we're gonna do Soul from Black Clover.
Oh yeah. Insert picture. Right there. Insert picture.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I had to pull her up. I literally forgot who she was for a second.
Yeah, the one that always calls Charlotte's
from
sister.
From the Blue Rose.
Yeah, from the Blue Rose. Nice. Yeah. Charlotte's little sister, henchman, whatever you want to call her.
Yeah.
She's nice, actually. She's nice.
Yeah, young Amazon woman. You know what I'm saying? Nice tanned, sturdy woman.
Short hairs. You got that Halle Berry vibe.
Yeah, nice.
I mean,
if they
did like a live action, you got to have like somebody like her.
Yeah.
Maybe not Halle, because she's a little old now. Maybe somebody like Kiki Palmer?
There you go.
Or the Zola lady. Mm. The Zola lady. I forgot her name, like Zola something.
Oh, from Black Panther. Talking about that chick?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, from Black Panthers. Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe.
Oh, you don't like?
You don't think so?
I don't know about her playing Soul. I don't know about her playing Soul. She's nice, but I don't know about her playing Soul.
What about the chick from Colombiana?
Oh, what's her name? I know who you're talking about, too.
The main chick?
Yeah.
It's Soul.
She's the chick from...
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. From Guardians maybe. Of the Angel.
Yeah, I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Maybe.
Guardians of the Galaxy,
Zidane?
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Her name starts with a C.
Oh,
that's what I was trying to say
there
the first time.
Zidane.
Yeah, it's something like that. But yeah, I think she would play a good one. Anyway, yeah, BBA, we out here.
Was it, yo, Zendaya?
That's her name?
Nah.
Zoe?
Nah, you're almost Zoe, but I'm talking about Zendaya. She'd probably be good for her. Yeah, maybe.
What's she
don't have a last
name.
I'm
trying to remember.
What's she playing? Zendaya is in Euphoria. She's in what's that? Black and White. But Spider-Man.
Yeah,
The new one.
She's MJ. She's the new MJ.
Yeah. Right. I can see that.
There you go.
All right.
What about the chick, black chick from Umbrella Academy?
She's
not in anything else, man. That's a stretch because she ain't nothing. She's nothing at all.
Oh, damn, that's cold.
No, I mean she's not.
How you give her a little cut and hairstyle? Like she could pull it. I think she could do.
I'm just saying, this could be her breakout. Her breakout movie. She plays so. You
did.
I like it.
I mean, maybe. What the most unfortunate thing about Soul is that I don't think she's interested in men, bro.
That's obvious.
I really think. Yeah, she's definitely 100% not about dudes. So like, oh.
Nah. Can't tell.
Bro, she looked at everybody with disgust when they were talking about they had boyfriends. She was like, what the fuck?
Everybody had boyfriends?
Oh, y'all like that shit?
I guess.
That's what you into? Oh, okay.
I mean, I guess that makes y'all happy.
I got my big sister over here. She lit as hell. Maybe she don't know that she's right.
Yeah, that was
maybe
funny.
She's in the closet. Maybe
I remember that scene.
Maybe she's in denial. Anyway,
all right, let's wrap this up, you guys. So, man, this has been fun, guys. So this was a nice crossover episode with Anime
y'all.
Brothers, you guys. You guys go make sure you go subscribe to them on what all are you guys on?
We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And TikTok, all under at Anime Brothers.
Liddy.
Nice. Brothers cool. With a Z. A-Z. B-R-O-T-H-A-Z.
My brother.
My brother.
Boogie woogie. Yo.
Fight back.
Yo, man. Juju Kaisen, up and coming.
All right, yeah. So don't forget to go follow them, you guys, on social media. Don't forget to follow us on social media. We are on Facebook and Instagram at Trap Anime Podcast, you know. Don't forget to check out our official website, which is www.trapanimepodcast.com. That is www.trapanimepodcast.com. And on there you'll find all kinds of stuff like we're doing a raffle, you guys. We're gonna be raffling off some exclusive Trap Anime Dominoes and box set.
Merch.
Mm-hmm. So we're raffling it off. Go on to the website and you should be able to find that. And yeah, man, get ready.
Oh yeah, more shit coming.
All right, guys, and we are out of here.
Yep.